It's a killer Saturday in college football, the final weekend of the regular season in college football. So to break it all down, our handicapper extraordinaire, the professor, Johnny Massey, who joins us on the overnight each and every week, and now he is taking his talents to the early morning. Professor, happy Thanksgiving. How are you, good sir?
I am looking forward to a loaded college football slate over the next couple of days, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and all, and a good holiday season, and stay safe on this Black Friday.
Well, that's what we'll try to do, and hopefully we'll be cashing some tickets. All right, Professor, let's start it off first with the rivalry of all rivalries, high noon, Ohio State, Michigan. I'm taking calls about Jim Harbaugh maybe taking his talents to the NFL. I don't buy that one bit. I think he will absolutely be back at Michigan next year. But for this game, we know Ohio State, talent-wise, maybe the most talented team in the entire land. Michigan has been overwhelmed in these games the last couple of years. This line is anywhere from 8.5 to 9. Do you get the sense it could be different this time around with Urban Meyer now in the broadcast booth? Do you see Michigan as a live underdog in this game?
Well, I actually saw Michigan as a live or underdog in the look-ahead lines to this game before this week's action began, because if you looked last week before Ohio State had the game against Penn State and Michigan had a pretty impressive win against Indiana in a kind of tricky spot, you were probably getting 12.5 to 13 points at home with Michigan. And then this line opened up under double digits and you're looking at 8.5, 9. And actually this morning I saw in a couple books even a 7.5 with loaded juice on Ohio State. So you're looking at a number where, I mean, Ohio State has won 7 consecutive meetings. They've only lost 3 times to Michigan overall since 2000. Harbaugh has never beaten Ohio State. This is going to be Day's first exposure as the head man in this rivalry at the Big House in Ann Arbor. And, I mean, Michigan's been a different team since the second half of that Penn State game. All of a sudden, it looks like the offense has begun to click. They really established Charbonnet as the number one running back. The offensive line has looked comfortable with the zone blocking schemes, but let's see what they do against this Ohio State defensive front led by Chase Young. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, Don Brown's defense, as good as of a unit it was last year, could they stop a crossing route at all? You just watched Ohio State all day on these 10-yard crossers just run wide open across the field. So it's seeing what the defensive adjustment will be this year for this year's Michigan team against the Ohio State offense to slow them down. But I think you're kind of getting chinsed off on the value here with regards to Ohio State, or with regards to Michigan, rather, because you're taking a really low line, and you actually have a very cheap, if you like Ohio State, who has won every game by double digits this year. You're really getting kind of a discount line that you've got them under double digits.
All right, Professor, the Iron Bowl. You got Bama with their backup quarterback in Jones going in to take on Auburn, a very similar line to what we had with Georgia and Auburn, where Georgia was a 3-point favorite, Alabama a 3-point favorite. Auburn, historically speaking, been very live in this game when they play it at home. The problem I have is Bo Nix going up against Alabama, going up against Nick Saban. That's where I have hesitation. So Iron Bowl, Bama, Auburn, you have a lean at this point in time.
Can I flip that question back on you?
Yeah,
of course. You trust Mac Jones in start number 3 when his other 2 starts were Western Carolina and Arkansas?
Hey, that's totally fair. Listen, right now I get that, Johnny. You're taking a massive downgrade going from a guy who's a first-round quarterback in Tua to the great unknown that is Jones. That's fair. That said, I know I have the Saban. And anytime I have the Saban, I like my chances in these spots. So what is your read right now on Alabama and Auburn?
Well, I mean, the last time that you've had Alabama as a single-digit favorite, the Tide are 1-6 against the number, and Saban's only 6-8 in his last 14 overall versus the spread. So there's your Saban angle, while Malzahn's 9-3 in his last 12 against the number.
Juicy. So, juicy, I like that.
So I'll throw that out
with
you.
I like that. So Nick Saban right now as a single-digit favorite. Say that to the audience one more time if you're thinking about playing this game.
is 1-6 in his last seven against the spread.
That's a great nugget losses. Right there, Professor. That is a great nugget. I did not know that. Full disclosure, and, I did not know that.
Well, it's also, I mean, you look at this Auburn team, and if you compare the schedules and the slates that Bo Nix has faced this year, Bo Nix has faced better defenses than Alabama's defense. Florida has a better defense than Alabama does, and Bo Nix had to play them in the swamp. He's played LSU. He's played Texas A&M. He's played Georgia, which is a better defense than Alabama's defense. So the Auburn strength of schedule does play a role here because Alabama played the game against LSU, which they lost at home, and which Alabama's resume is being hinged on. And then their only other top 25 game was the win over Texas A&M. That's it. And I don't think people are talking about this Auburn defense enough. You're talking about a unit that's led by Marlon Davidson, defensive end, Derek Brown. They are a huge step up for Mac Jones against Arkansas and Western Carolina. They're third in overall defense. They're second against the run among SEC teams. They have 26 sacks on the season. When you're looking at, we know the talent that Alabama has at wide receiver. They're going to have probably all three of those wide receivers if they come out getting drafted in the first round. But Mac Jones, what we've seen so far is that he's throwing the ball in the air about 2.5 yards less than Tua Tagovailoa did. So they're really implementing this short passing game, getting the ball out of his hands quickly, and getting the ball to the talented wide receivers and letting them create in space. Auburn sees this all the time. That's Gus Malzahn's offense. That's the Auburn offense also. This very short, quick passing game. Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands and let's go. So you have an experienced defensive unit in Auburn facing an offense against which they are very familiar. So I like Auburn in this spot, getting the points at home against really an untested quarterback for Alabama.
I like it. Juicy stuff there. We got the Professor Johnny Massey with some college insights, some college picks. He's going to give us his picks momentarily. Professor, one note, though, on Wisconsin and Minnesota. You surprised Wisconsin on the road at 2.5-point favorite?
I was, especially initially. I have become more secure in it as I look in the weather report as we approach tomorrow's game, which is probably going to be a snowy, sleety Big Ten November game in Minneapolis. I mean, last year was the first time Minnesota had won the Axe in 14 years. You look at Minnesota's offense with Tanner Morgan, who's thrown for almost 2,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 1,000-yard rusher in Rodney Smith, his wide receivers, Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman, who are absolute studs, especially Bateman. They run this run-pass option offense, and you wonder as you see the forecast and seeing how the snow might play into this. You know what Wisconsin is behind their offensive line. They're going to hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor, going to try to hand the ball off 30, 35 times. And Wisconsin, remarkably, despite the fact that you know that that is their offense, still has one of the most efficient percentage-wise running games in the country. They are a top 20 running efficiency offense, despite the fact everybody knows that they are just going to line up and run the football. Wisconsin has played a tougher schedule in this spot. Minnesota has not played a rushing offense like that Wisconsin possesses. Their strength of schedule against running opponents is about 74th entering this contest against Wisconsin. So this is going to be a test for the Minnesota front against Wisconsin's front. So seeing the weather conditions, I probably lean Wisconsin, but I'm not touching this game.
All right, Professor, now it's time, my friend. Your five-pack of picks, what are you rolling with? Friday, Saturday, dealer's choice, everything's on the table. What do you got?
I'm choosing one Friday game. I like Washington at home in the Apple Cup. There's been some jawing in the Pacific Northwest coming from the Dogs. Their defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake, has been talking it up. But schematically, he runs this 4-2-5 defense that has put the clamps on the Cougs' air raid offense to the tune of 6 Apple Cups in a row and 5 straight covers. I like Washington again. I just saw this number tick below a touchdown to 6.5 this morning. So I'm going to take Washington at that number, laying the 6.5 at home to make it 7 Apple Cups in a row against Washington State. Turning the page to Saturday, I'm taking UAB at North Texas. UAB is laying a field goal. They're run heavy attacks on the road. UAB head coach Bill Clark, he hasn't lost to North Texas. He's 3-0 straight up. He's 3-0 against the line against North Texas. Meanwhile, Seth Luttrell's team has really struggled since Graham Harrell has left to become the offensive coordinator at USC. He's on a 3-14 spread skid since mid-2018. So I'm going to take UAB laying the field goal on the road here. Switching to the Mountain West, actually my next three games all involve the service academies.
How about that?
Yeah, I know. It's not usually, I hate playing against the service academies usually, but I actually like Wyoming in this spot against Air Force in Colorado Springs. Wyoming's actually 12-4 in their last 16 since last season against the spread. They're 5-1 in their last six as a dog. They're getting double digits here, and this is despite the fact that Greg Bull, the coach of Wyoming, has covered 5 in a row against Air Force, and Wyoming overall has covered their last 10 in this series. This number's continuing to trend upwards. It's probably going to break 11 and 11.5. So if you wait until the 2 o'clock kickoff, if you wait until the 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, you'll probably actually get a better number. But as of right now, I still like Wyoming when they're getting 10.5. I'm taking Navy laying the 8.5 at the Houston Cougs. Mids are an 11-3 run versus the line since late 2018. They're 6-1 in their last 7 as the chalk. The last time we saw this Houston team against the option was in that bowl game against Army last year, and they looked brutal. Houston has nothing to play for in this spot except pride. They have not looked good in their last few outings. So I'm going to take Houston, who has struggled at home. I'm going to take Navy in the spot against Houston, laying the 8.5. And then going out to the island for a very, very, very late night in Hawaii. Hawaii plays in the Mountain West title game at Boise State next week. Army comes out in a game that means absolutely nothing for the Bows. So Army is getting 2.5 points. I actually like this spot for Army. I don't think Hawaii is putting the effort into preparing for the option, knowing that they have the Mountain West title game against Boise State next week. Army is, despite the disappointing year, they are 2-0 as a dog this year. They're 9-4 in their last 13 as an underdog. And Rolovich has not been good as a favorite at home, just 18-1 versus the spread at Aloha Stadium since 2016. So I'm going to take Army getting the points against Hawaii, knowing Hawaii's got bigger fish to fry next week on the blue turf.
Our outstanding college football handicapper, the Professor Johnny Massey. Great job as always, my friend. And I appreciate that nugget there on Saban, single-digit favorite against the spread. So I love that you come prepared. Enjoy your weekend. And, Johnny, let's cash some tickets, all right?
That's the goal, and best of luck to everybody.